My name is Megan Rinn, and I am 33 years old. Today's date is November 5th, 2018, and I am here with
Alyssa Rausch.
And how old are you, Alyssa?
I'm 21.
And we're in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, speaking about growing up for the Shepherd Speaks Project, an initiative of the Center for Appalachian Studies and Communities at Shepherd University. All right. Alyssa, when and where were you born?
I was born on July 31st, 1997, in Charleston, West Virginia.
Oh, I was born in July, too.
Wow. Yeah. When's your birthday?
July 22nd.
Oh, that's kind of close.
So you're a Leo.
Yes, I am a Leo. Yes.
And did you grow up in Charlestown?
No. I grew up in Mineral Wells in the Parkersburg, West Virginia area, so about an hour and a half away from Charleston. I was a twin, a premature twin, born 2 months early, so my mom was emergency moved to Charleston.
Oh.
To have emergency C-section, because my twin sister and I were ready and her body was not. So it was a scary time, but I guess that's what she told me. I don't know. I was a babe.
So speaking of your mom, what is your mom like?
My mom is, she's like a very friendly and accepting person. She, I think she grew up, in spite of her parents, who were not very accepting of other, like, cultures and other people that are different than, like, who they were typically associated, like, with the church, and because they're very stereotypical white old people. So I think she grew up in spite of them and kind of in spite of how protective they were. So she's very trusting. We have four children in our family overall, so I have three siblings, and so she's very she's protective, but she's trusting of us because her parents never let her do anything because they didn't trust her enough to let her go out of the house when she was an adult or whatever, because I'm 21, so I'm allowed to like do adult things by myself, but she was never allowed to do adult things. So she's a cool mom.
So it sounds like her experience shaped her as a parent.
Yeah.
Her experience as a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that it kind of shaped how she raised us as well. So because she didn't want us to spite her. Oh. So she was kind of like a accepting of us and encouraging and like, if that's what you want to do, like do your own thing, kind of like parenting style. But, I mean, we had rules, you know, as children do, and we had, like, chores and all these other things, but she was very, like, relaxed about them. It wasn't, like, very strict growing up.
Could you tell me a little bit more about that, sort of an example of an instance when your mom demonstrated support, but also maybe trust in you and your judgment?
I think one of the biggest ones was whenever I graduated, I was 17, and my uncle lives in California, and she trusted me to go by myself to California to visit him, like, as a graduation present to me. So it was, like, she was supporting that I was graduating, even though I was still, like, a minor and her little baby leaving the nest, but she was, like, she trusted me enough to, like, maneuver and navigate a big city by myself and, like, go off by myself, like, she made sure I was prepared and all these things, but she wasn't, like, a helicopter mom, like, holding my hand the whole way because she knew that, like, I was mature enough and I was about to go to college. And so I think that was a really good step because I'm from 5 hours away. That's where Parkersburg is. It's about 5 hours from here. And so I was about to go off by myself anyway. So I think that was her first step of, like, showing that she thought that I was ready to do that.
And how did that make you feel?
I thought it was cool just because I was like, wow, I'm across the country all by myself. But it also was kind of scary because I have been so close to my mom growing up, and I wasn't really close to her like whenever I was in my rebellious middle school years because parents are lame and, you know, all of those things. I didn't really get close to my mom until recently, but it made me feel like, she really did, like, trust me mm-hmm. and, like, respected me enough to, like, have my own, make my own decisions and have my own life.
Mm.
So that was cool.
Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So, sort of to wrap up, I'm curious, what brought you closer to your mom into sort of the more, the phase of being close versus, as you refer to, the middle school phase?
Right. I think coming to Shepherd made me appreciate her more.
Really?
Because she wasn't around, like, she's not around all the time.
Mm.
Because I only go home for, like, holiday breaks, so I'm only home for Thanksgiving break and then the winter break. I don't go home, like, every weekend like a lot of my friends do. Yeah. So they see their families a lot more than I do. And I think being away made me appreciate, like, the time that I actually spent with them. So we, like, talk a lot because, like, I don't get to see her a lot. So I just talk to her and tell her about my day more than, like, I ever used to before, like, in high school or something, coming home every day. And she's like, how's school? And I'm like, good.
Right.
But now I'm like, oh, I did all of these things. And I mean, I'm doing all of these events and all this other stuff. Just telling her, like, more detail. We talk a lot more. And she tells me about her day, too.
Mm.
And all of her, like, her job and what she's doing. We just, like, the conversation is, like, deepened since we've been away. So we talk a lot more now. And it's kind of, there's more, like, substance in the conversations rather than just being like, oh, it was good. Bye, going to my room.
right. Yeah, you're actually eager, or, well, I'm putting words in your mouth, but.
But, yeah, I like talking to my mom. Like, that's what I look forward to. We FaceTime every day.
Oh.
So it's like, after my busy day is done, I FaceTime my mom and
you
tell her
FaceTime.
All about it.
You FaceTime, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, we Facebook Messenger video chat, but same concept.
Oh, well, thank you, Alyssa, for sharing.
You're welcome.